But we'll see what happens.
How do I sound? Can you hear me? 1, 2, 1, 2?
Yeah, you sound fine. Okay. You sound fine. Let me see if I can... This thing, this pop thing is a pain in the butt. We'll see.
It's hilarious. What's that behind you?
Box.
I'm gonna tell you. Is it a Christmas gift and you're hiding it here?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so funny to see you in front of the mic because I don't know if you realize, but you're a big guy.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm getting fatter too.
Well, not even, I wasn't even talking about from that perspective. I'm just saying that you're a big guy and to see you like have to make yourself small in front of this mic, this small little thing is hilarious.
I'm thinking about putting it back to the side. Let's get started. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
What's up? What's up?
I'm Billy.
And I'm Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move this back, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I'm trapped here.
Yeah, you look trapped. And but, listen, and the box behind you doesn't help.
Well, I'm not worried about
that. No, I'm just saying. But I'm just, worried about... It makes you look trapped. It makes you look like you're like
being it's my hands. In a corner. Like, I'm trying, like I said last time, to keep myself from... If I'm not able to bounce around...
Right.
I'm not going to get amped up.
Okay.
And I'll be able to just sit and talk and not mumble and stutter like I have no brain.
Right.
So that's the goal, is to be calm and collected while speaking words.
I like the amped up Billy.
Amped up Billy is a pain in the butt to edit because it doesn't make any sense.
I like the amped up Billy because you come off on fire. Guess what? Well, first of all, we're going to say something. I think I was cutting you off. We're going to say something?
No.
Okay. I got a text today from one of my buddies from Canada, whom I haven't heard from, man, I want to say at least a year or well over a year.
All right.
But he texted me and said, hey, you know what? I really like episode 7. That was his text.
That's the big one I think we have, right? Is it 7?
When you say big one, tell me.
It's got more listens than, it's either 7 or 12.
Oh, I don't know. But he said, I like episode 7. And yeah, I was like.
Go back and check it out.
And I was like, man, you know, I don't remember anything. I said, I think we're up to number 20. What number is this?
This one recording right now is 21.
It's 21. So I said, we're in the 20s now, so I don't even remember it. But because of that, I went back to listen to it.
Yeah.
And wow, man, we covered some serious stuff, man. You need to go back and you don't even have to listen to it, but just go read the description and you'll see how all over the place we were. But it was pretty good. And I agree with them. I like that. That was a pretty good episode. And there was a couple of things that came out of the episode that I want to bring up right now. Just as a one thing is, I started to tell you guys a story about me going to a concert, and I never told a story. It was hilarious.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
No, I'm pretty sure you told the story, and it was the episode that got all screwed up when getting released.
Oh, okay. Okay, probably. Because I heard myself saying at the end, I got to tell you the story about...
Because we have back-to-back episodes that we couldn't get out because something got screwed up with the sound.
Okay. So I might have told you, Billy, but we didn't tell the audience this. But I pause on that for a second. Because first, let me give a shout-out. His name is Isaiah Rye. He's out of Canada. And thanks for listening to the show. That was so cool. I mean, just text me out of the blue and said, I like episode 7. You know,
well, so. He listened to the rest of them.
Yeah, I told him that too.
You won't get any thanks from me until you listen to them all and share them all.
Well, you don't even know. He may
have. Doesn't matter. Well, okay. He may have, but you didn't come in with that information. Well, he didn't tell me. Because that's so funny. I've been thinking about that. That's me.
What's that?
If this takes off, right, and you know, we're big as big can be,
right,
you better believe I'm checking people who've listened. Because if you haven't, you get nothing. I'm cutting you all off. I've always said growing up, thank God I'm not famous because I'm very standoffish. I'm very awkward around people.
Right.
And I'm very... You help me, and I'll help you. Right. If you don't, oh, man, it's bad news.
Wow.
You know?
Man, so, Billy, I'm trying to remember when I first met you.
Because believe me, I'm paying attention, because I keep hearing, I can't really send this out. It's not really what I believe. It's not what I support. It's not this. It's not that. Hey, listen, I don't care if you believe it. Hit play, turn the volume down. Right. Support us.
Right.
You support me. If the time comes around where I have to support you, I will.
Right.
If the time comes around where I get to... rub your nose in it, that's in my personality. That's going to happen. You know, I'll fly by my private jet and wave to you.
I shouldn't laugh at those things, but I laugh, man. It's funny, man. Oh, man.
But I'm not joking.
I just noticed that you blacked the window. That is so cool. I like that. Billy has done some serious stuff to the studio. I walked in and I noticed one thing, And then as time went on, I noticed another thing. And now I just noticed the third thing. He's putting this together.
This to show my black heart. There's one behind it.
Right.
To white out the front so it looks good.
Okay.
And then this one in here to double sound deaden it and then kind of keep it dark with the one light ambiance and whatever the kids are into.
Very, very good stuff. I like this, man. I like this. You're doing a good job. But I'm trying to remember when we first met.
Yeah.
Because you say you're standoffish. And either
I don't. You probably met customer service Billy first.
No, because I was going to say, so my first memory of you was Liam.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
that. I mean, it's like, Liam was so adorable. I couldn't, it's like, it was painful. He was so adorable, it was painful. He had like long hair. I think it was curly. And he just used to bounce around. I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, maybe standoffish isn't the right word, but selfish definitely is.
Okay.
I'm very selfish.
But I think men in general are selfish, you know.
Well, I don't ever really try to hide it. Like, if you don't help me, I'm not going to help you. And then there's a good chance that I don't want to help you anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I always give my mom crap. I'm like, listen, when you're a parent, your job is to do stuff for your kids, no matter how old, and expect nothing in return.
Right.
You know? So when I call and say, I need this, the answer should be yes.
Right.
No, I say that jokingly, but at the same time, if someone believes it, like, yeah, your job is to help me out. Right. So help me out, you know? But personally, don't call and ask me to help you. I'm going to say no.
See, now, here's what's interesting about
that. As jerky as that sounds, like, I'll help my parents, don't get me wrong, because they do amazing stuff for me.
Right.
But most people, I will stare at my phone. Like, my phone is always around, like, everybody.
Right.
So if I don't answer, it's because I don't want to talk to you. I'm watching it come. I can see your name. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. I'm slapping my head. Listen to him
talk.
Yeah,
like, I could definitely see your name.
We haven't heard this, Billy, in a while. Because I've been listening to our last few episodes.
Because I've been thinking about this. Because when I was a kid, you know, I wanted to, you know, I thought being an actor was cool, all that stuff. You know, I like, you know, being someone else. So I like what I felt when I watched movies. So I kind of wanted to give that back.
Right.
But I realized I could never really be famous because I don't care about your story. I don't want to hear about your kids. If you show me pictures, oh my God, just thumb through it as fast as you can because I don't want to see them.
Right.
I can see the picture. That's all. I don't need the story, what you were doing. Oh, right. I don't care. I don't want to see the picture. But if you're going to show it to me, just boom, next.
Right.
Next. Just fly through them.
Right.
I don't care.
That's interesting.
I'm not going to, and again, I always say do unto others. But listen, I would never show you pictures.
That's the point I was going to make. I was going to bring that up. Is that
it's a nightmare. What do you do when someone does that to you? You just stand there looking like a fool. Oh, wow. You ate the birthday cake? Cool. What are you going to do with birthday cake? Not eat it? I don't need to see a picture about it.
You know what's funny? We went to, what do you call it?
Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Someone invited us to a
If it wasn't your kids, I probably would have made fun of them for telling me that.
For me telling that?
No, for them.
For, what do you mean?
Because they use my oven to cook.
Oh, okay. I forgot about
and
that.
And I asked, are you guys having a late Thanksgiving? No, it's a Friendsgiving. And I looked and said, really? I said, no, you guys are good kids. Good job. I like how you promote positive things in the universe. Keep, you know, get on out of here.
No, good job. Listen. Someone invite. So just to show you how much of a curmudgeon I am. So this person invited us, right? And she's young.
And you're somehow worse than I am.
Yeah. Listen, you know me, man. Like, I have no
I'm just very upfront about it. You surprise people with your curmudgeonness. Really? This guy?
I've told my kids already that there's only like a handful of birthday parties that I'll go to my grandkids. I'm already preparing them for that now in advance, you know.
And we've documented on here.
Yes.
You know, you get the first one.
First one.
Maybe, I think, 13.
13, because they've been going to step into teenage, and then 18, right?
Yeah, and you bypass sweet 16.
Well, no. Okay, that's the extra. For the girl, I'll go to the sweet 16, if they have one.
If they
have one. So that makes four, and then graduation.
All right.
And still, the jury's out. Is it going to be high school graduation or college graduation? But I don't know you're going to get both out of me, you know?
You got to set the expectation. You got to go to college and graduate.
Years
in I'm not going to waste my time on high school.
I like that. So anyway, this young woman who invited us, she goes to our youth group, right?
Yeah.
And she invited us. And my first instinct, I replied right back to her. I said, hey, you know, I know this is going to be a party for the young people, you know, so thanks, you know, but Ms. Janice and I, you know, we're going to pass on that. And she replies back, okay, thank you. And look, that's my default answer. I didn't even talk to anybody
about
it.
And listen, that's great.
Janice hears about this. She's like, what? She really rips me for, and I'm, rip
Did
is
Janice
a strong word.
Did Janice want
to go? No, it's the bottom line, like, if someone takes the time to invite you.
Oh, no. No, sorry. No. They took the time to invite. Great. You took the time to respond. You could have ignored them, right?
Right. And
I never got the text.
Listen, and I...
No. there's 100 excuses you could come up with. So the fact that you replied is a big deal. I can't.
Anyway, so, but I told him, like, look, I appreciate the invite. My kids will be there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's for young people. We don't need to be there.
I mean, man, there's nothing wrong that you've said so far. Okay, nothing.
So, but Janice got on me. So I replied. I said, hey, talk to Janice. You know, I might have spoke too soon. Yeah. You know, we're going to be there. And her reply was, I'm so happy that you're coming. So it so based on her reply, it was like, okay, she was just the first, her first response when I told her we're not coming was just a polite response, but it probably bothered her. But then when I told her that we were going to come, then she was like, oh, I'm so happy that you come. I'm so happy that you
did it bother you that it may have bothered her?
Didn't think about it. Just went over my head. Because listen,
I only ask because if you don't know it may have bothered her, it doesn't bother you. So no harm, no foul.
Right. But I'm so, for an emotional guy, I'm so unemotional.
I'm the same way.
Because I don't want to say I don't care that you are hurting or that you feel bad, but I don't take the time to think about it.
You have to change the word care to matter.
Matter.
It doesn't matter versus I don't care. I don't care what you do.
Right. That sounds kind of mean, right?
Listen, it doesn't matter to me what your choice is.
Right.
Presentation is everything. Okay. You can get the same result, get the same message out, just change the presentation.
I like that word, matter. Okay, so, yeah. So, anyway, it doesn't matter to me if a person is bothered about something that I do necessarily, right? Yeah. Especially something like this. I'm not going to come, you know, you're not happy about it, but really, am I really bothered by it? You're not happy that I'm coming? Not really, you know? Yeah. Life goes on. I'm going to still be there for you if you need me and vice versa. I just don't want to go to this particular event, right? But we went, and she was happy that we went, and I'm happy our whole family went. It was like 20, 25 people there.
Way too many people.
Well, thank God most of them were kids. When I say kids, but young people.
They can go elsewhere.
So they were outside. Yeah, so we hung out with the adults, right? And so, but here's the thing. I brought all this up to say this, because you were talking about pictures and what do you do? So Sarah, listen, there's at least 15 kids. And I say kids, but there's 15 young people there. People your age there. Go hang with them. No, she comes and hangs with us adults. And when she comes to hang with us adults, she grabs Janice's phone, gets the pictures, and then she begins to dominate. Now, before Sarah came, we had great conversation. We were bouncing back and forth. Everybody was talking, giving their own opinions and whatever. Sarah comes, and everything comes to a halt. Because she gets on the phone, she looks up a picture, and now she starts going through memory tree. Or memory lane, should I say.
Yeah.
And just start pointing out pictures. Look at this. Oh, look at that. And look at this. And it got to a point where it's like, why are you still here? You know what I'm trying to say? Can you leave? And Jazz was looking at me like I was being mean. I was like, and even Sarah was looking at me like I was being mean. It's like, dude, we don't care. Like, these two people, you know what I'm saying? They don't care about these. Can you leave? You know? Yeah. So it's like, I know what you feel, what you're saying. Like,
listen, it's grown folks conversation. Go away.
And these ladies were being so sweet because they weren't commenting. They were just smiling because they're seeing the pictures. Yeah. I'm like, Sarah, get out of here. You're hogging our time.
Just as a rule of thumb, nobody wants to see your picture. Unless they ask, do not show. They ask the different story.
Exactly.
You know, don't hold them hostage with all these pictures.
This is what happened. Because Micah has grown so much in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's how we got to the picture. Micah had grown so much that when one of the women said, when I saw Micah the other day, I was so shocked because he's so big. He's so much taller, so much broader than
I think he's taller than I am. When I was the other day,
No, he's not.
I might have been barefoot then, but I'm looking at him like he's my eye level, if not a little bit bigger.
He might be your eye level, but you know what it is his hair.
It's a possibility,
which is another conversation I won't talk about. But he's going to get there. It's very obvious.
No, he might be the biggest in the family, for sure.
But she was commenting on how big he was from the last time she saw him. And that led us to go to a picture to find a picture of him a couple of years ago. And listen, man, the difference in size is so drastic. It's not even funny.
Because he's been kind of tall and thin for a while. He's getting a little bit taller, but he's quadrupled in size.
Oh, my goodness, man. He's like a man versus a boy. Yeah, you know? Yeah. And wait till Liam gets to that. Because Liam, because of your size, I know that there's going to be a switch that goes off. Yeah. And one day he's going to be like, crap.
You want to know.
Who is this person?
And Amy and I were both very, very, very thin growing up. It wasn't until actually, like, my parents joked about all the time, until you moved out is when you got fat.
Right.
Like, well, yeah, I wasn't, you know, cooking good food anymore or eating good food anymore. But going back to your thing, because I used to get into all the time with Amy. I didn't want to go places.
Right.
You know, you got to go. So I would sit in the corner the whole time. And she'd get mad at me. Well, why'd you even show up? hello, I tried not to go. I did everything in my power to say, no, you brought me here. I'm not going to mingle. I'm going to sit on the couch, watch whatever show is on by myself. You know, I don't want to be here.
Right.
So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You make the wrong choice no matter what.
Right.
And then there's something else you said. I can't think of what it was about the...
pictures?
No, I mean, maybe that's what it was. Like, just, there's no right choice. I don't want to go. I'm telling you no.
Right.
But I go and you have a hard time.
Right.
Like, well, what should I do then?
Right. You know? But the fact is that you don't care. We are men that don't really, it doesn't matter to us if you're put off because we don't want to go to the event.
Because what's going to happen is when they don't want to go, they call you in.
Right.
Suit up. Go tell them no. Okay, here I go. But when they want to go, why are you like this?
Right, right.
But then when they need you, go get them.
What was interesting is that Janice told the girl that, listen, don't contact Mr. Steve when it comes to anything like this.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in trouble or something like that, reach out to him. But if you need something personal like this, don't reach out to him, because his first answer is always going to be no. And he's not even going to think twice about it. He's not even going to feel bad about it.
Yeah, I do that now. I answer no to a lot of stuff, and I'll tell Amy, listen, so-and-so invited us. We're thinking about this. But she's like me 8 out of 10 times. You said no, right? Yeah, don't worry, I got it.
Okay.
But when it's a yes, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Okay.
You know, like, hold on a second. It's no 8 out of 10 times. It's a no. Right. Why would I, you know?
How am I supposed to
I'm playing
it out?
The odds
yes,
here.
Yes, I know.
You know me, it's 10 out of 10. I don't want to go. I don't want to see it, hear it. What? Like, why, I don't want it.
Why'd you bring it up?
Yeah, whatever it is, the answer is no. Hey, I don't even need to know, the answer is no.
Did Jeff ever respond?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Well,
unless
listen,
he listened since 5:30 in the morning. Well, I didn't get a chance to
Well my
go
thing
on,
is,
yeah.
like, I when I was listening to the, I and you're right, I forgot all about it.
I knew you would, buddy.
And when I listened to the show today, I was like, oh, man.
No, still one comment.
Man, how was Jeff going to hear about wanting our shock at his response?
Yeah.
Was this going to be the only way it was to show? Because if that's the case, there's no way he would have known how he felt about it until today.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, that's the point. If you don't understand anything, just have him listen and go check it out.
Okay, so.
Or he can just text you or go to Facebook, like, listen, here's what I meant.
No.
We'll
see what happens. So next show, we'll know what happens, because I'm sure he's going to respond.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm off that subject. Guess what? Because of the holidays, because of last week, somehow I was flipping around through Prime or one of those channels, and I saw one of my favorite shows of all time.
What's that?
24.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you never seen Jack Bauer?
No, the show sounded interesting. The premise is interesting. Each episode is an hour in the day and all that. That seems super cool.
Right.
I just never got into it.
Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely one of my favorite shows of all time. I mean, we're talking top three for sure. It might even be number one, honestly.
Okay.
Now, I have some issues because now looking back at it, because I'm looking at probably season 7 or something like that. There was a season that I was flipping through and it's like, oh, I can't remember too much about the seasons. Let me jump in there, right? And some of the things that happen, you know, are so unrealistic. It drives me crazy.
Suspend disbelief.
While you're watching the show?
Yes.
But see, if you're watching, let's say, Star Wars or something like that, you can suspend it. But what you're talking about, come on, we have FBI agents.
I got you. But
you know what I'm saying?
Still,
there's certain things, protocols that have to happen.
But you have to just kind of, man, this thing makes so much noise. You have to just, I'm trying to think of a show I watched the other day and it said the same thing. And man, I can't think what it was, but we talk about all the time with The Walking Dead.
Right.
That would never happen, even though the flesh-eating zombies are walking around. Like, that doesn't make any sense, you know? And that's kind of like the running joke. It'll pop up every now and then.
But hold on, but that's The Walking Dead. And you have this, like, but come on, we're talking about zombies. But I'm telling you, this is a show about, you know, espionage and, you know, counterterrorism. So it has to live in a place. It has to dwell and soak in realism.
And what I think with stuff about that is for this right here.
Right.
You're going to talk about it.
Okay. Well,
it's going to be brought up. So that's why I think some of the stuff, half of it is, this is going to be super cool. They're going to like it. It's going to be wow.
Right.
The other half is, if they don't like it, they're going to talk about it, and we're still going to get reaction towards
it. No. So I think that you think, like, did you see Black Widow?
Yes. Okay. Loved it.
Do you saw when she jumped off of the whole descent, the whole ending
scene?
Yeah,
the end, yeah.
Do you know that's very impossible? Physics will not allow that.
She's Black Widow. She can fight aliens while everyone else flies around her. If anyone can fight physics, it's going to be her.
Hold on.
Just watch any of those movies. They all get hit and they all fall forward. You ever notice that? How when people get hit in the legs, they flip forward or they'll go like head first, hit in the chest. Like, no, you're being propelled backwards.
Right.
You're not going to fall forward.
The force, right.
Yeah, unless they trip your feet, you go forward. But they get hit body shots and they front flip forward. Like, so come on, let's be a little bit realistic.
So based on that response, I'm not going to ask the question because you know that that whole falling scene was not real. Okay. What I'm saying to you is that that's suspended belief. That I can accept. You know, that's part of...
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. But what I'm talking about in this case...
Well, we talk about it with movies. Like the one person with the six-shooter gun takes off 18 people with machetes or machine guns.
Right.
Like, come on. Let's be realistic.
But
you didn't even take it. You didn't get winged at all? Not clipped one time?
And like, these are bullets flying all over the place. Right. So that's what I'm trying to say. Is that type
of... The John Wick effect. He gets shot at. You know, it never gets... He gets grazed. Yeah.
Did you see the last John Wick?
No, I only saw the first one.
Oh. Did you not like it?
No, I loved it. That was great.
And you only saw one?
Yeah, well, I mean, I like it. I'm going to get to it. But every time I go to watch the second one, I like the first one so much, I go back and watch the first one.
Oh, my goodness.
I love the origin story. They're the best.
I get it, but you have to move
forward. No, I will.
I think there's three. There's a fourth one coming out.
Possibly, yeah.
So you got to get to it.
No, I definitely want to see it because that's the one where, in any other movie, it'd be ridiculous.
Right.
But you know he's going to go through and take everybody out, and you want to see it happen. Well, so, you're not going to be upset when one guy takes on 80.
So here's the appreciation you're going to have for John Wick, because the human side of this, of everything that he's going through progresses.
No, and so, I like that stuff.
So you're not going to see this Superman that can't get hurt. You're going to see a person getting hurt.
No, I'll watch it.
I watch
a lot of stuff, man. I just finished watching a show called Cowboy Bebop. Mind-blowing. It was, I don't know how to explain it.
With the guy from 007?
I don't know that, no. It's the dude Muhammad, Mustafa Shakir, John Chow, and the girl Daniela Pinto, I think. Pinata? I can't remember how to pronounce her last name. But no, man. I don't know how to explain the show.
Okay.
It's amazing.
You don't have to.
I watched 10 episodes in 2 days. I'm going to have to rewatch
it. Oh, it's a TV show?
Netflix, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. Any profanity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic show.
So let's go back to 24.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said everything I said about that. One of my favorite shows, one of the things that I realized now that I didn't realize when I was watching it a decade ago was that, oh man, there's some things here that are very unrealistic. You know, I was buying into it, right? So, but I realize it now. I can see it now because the emotions are gone. But something came out that I was like, this would be a very interesting conversation for us to have.
Mm-hmm.
John Bauer is a patriot who loves this country and will do anything to save this country.
Yeah.
And because he's part of a terrorist, in fact, the group he works for is CTU, Central Counterterrorism Agency, Counterterrorism Unit. And so they're like the NSA, but and only dealing with terrorism, right?
Yeah.
So it's a TV version of NSA, and he is not above hurting people to get answers. In fact, this whole department, when they get their hands
you
on you,
just start now because I'm all for it.
Okay.
Torture 100% of the way.
When they get your hands on you, they bring you in. They don't arrest you
because
they know they're gonna have to do some stuff, and so they do what they got to do before
Sounds
they arrest
great.
You. Okay,
sign me up.
So. In this episode, this 24-hour, this season, they terrorists get their hands on nukes. And let me back up. The president gets shot down. His Air Force One gets shot down.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a coma. So now they have to have the vice president take over.
Okay.
And right away, as he takes over, he finds out terrorists got their hands on a nuke.
All right.
And right away, when this happens, they get a lead on the person who was the mastermind of getting their hands on the nuke, and they get a lead on it.
All right.
The lead that they got is that they captured somebody, and they need to hurt this guy in order to get some answers, because the bomb is going to go off soon, so they can't be messing around.
All right.
So they need to hurt somebody. The terrorists, when they found out that one of his guys got caught, and he knew that, crap, if they press him, he's going to give me up, and we're not going to be able to follow through on his plan.
Yeah.
He sends in Amnesty International. He calls them up and said, go in there. They have somebody. They haven't arrested him. They're going to torture him, whatever. So there's a scene where right before the torture is about to start, they put the kibosh on it and said, stop, you got to stop. We got the lawyers here. And the lawyer already went to the judge, already got a paper saying that you have to release him and all that good stuff, right? All that stuff. And Jack is beside himself. He's incredulous. Like, what the heck's going on? He said, listen, we got to stop. They said, get the president on the phone. So they get the president on the phone. And now, of course, we're dealing with the vice president.
Yeah.
The vice president is a very scary guy, you know? And they present all the facts. And he says, I'm going to have to think about it. Hang up the phone. Jack goes to his boss and says, what are you talking about? A bomb is going to go off on our country. We can't wait on this guy. I mean, this guy is whatever. And the boss says, I can't do this. Jack said, okay, I'm resigning right now, officially right now. Let that guy go. Don't even arrest him. Tell him he can go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll catch him on the streets, you know, trying to say, and do what I got to do to get the answers.
Sounds
which
good.
Is exactly what he did. Caught him on the street, tied him up, broke each of his fingers until he gave up the information that he needed.
That seems interesting.
I mean, it was, I shouldn't laugh because it was terrifying, but he broke each of his fingers until he got what he needed. But when I saw this, I asked, before he got to the point of releasing him, when he came up with that idea, Janice and I were watching this and we were like, well, where do you stand with this? Because first of all, where do you stand with torture? Let's start with that. But then when the person above you tells you, hey, you can't do torture now, no matter what's at stake, where are you? So that's my question for you.
Torture all the way.
So you'll bypass.
Doesn't make a difference.
You don't care what your boss is saying. You don't care what the president is saying.
Nope.
Torture.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Interesting.
No questions asked.
But do you recognize that? Because listen, based on who you think I am, where do you think I am with this?
I know where you are. You already talked about it.
We have. So
yes, you're 100% against it.
Against what?
Torture.
Am I? See, that's the thing. Like, I don't.
You are, because you elaborate. I don't. It's black and white. Torture, no torture. Torture. That's it. Your job is to make sure nobody sets off a nuclear bomb and kills millions of people.
Right.
So cut his eyes out, rip off his tongue, chop off his fingers, the bamboo things under the nails like you see in TV. Go for it. Who cares? They're playing a bad game. Why can't we? Get out of here with
that. Even to the point of defying direct orders.
Yeah. Listen, you can fire me. The people alive are going to be alive tomorrow. I find a new job. Bye.
No, hold on. This is criminal.
So what?
It's not finding a new job. You can get arrested and put in jail.
Well, listen. Then I have to get my contacts to go take out the guy who makes that decision.
You know they wanted to put President Bush in jail, right?
Probably, but they're crazy people want to do everything. I don't have time for them.
So this must be my liberal side. This must be a little bit of the liberal side of me coming out because I really struggle with the idea of torturing.
I don't struggle at all.
Oh, my goodness.
And depending on, I don't know how this goes because I don't want to come across harsh.
Janice is with you. Janice is with you.
I'm sorry, my future sentence. Okay. When they set up these rocket launching super guns in like middle of villages, by village, you're gone. You don't care? I don't care. They're all going to be wiped off the face of the planet. I don't care.
Wow.
They don't care about their people. Why in the hell should I? My job is to care about my people and my country. That's what matters.
Right.
When it comes to war, your job is to fight for your country.
Right.
And if you are putting your citizens at risk, why am I going to care for you when you clearly do not?
But it's not their citizens' fault.
So what? Their fault because they're at war. Too bad.
But hold on.
They're playing on your sad emotions.
The people who are at war is the government and the military. The common person on the
street. So when they go and launch their bomb over here, are they aiming for a specific place, or are they aiming to cause destruction to America?
No, I understand that.
Because you're saying the exact opposite for them.
No. Who's the one that's firing the missile? Is it the common Joe on the street, or is it the government and the military?
If they blasted, we'll say Muslims with the planes.
They didn't care where they hit.
Right. They hit people.
Right.
We won't go do that because their citizens aren't at war. It's the Taliban. So we can only fight the Taliban.
Right.
No. They would attack our citizens, so we attack their citizens.
Well, listen.
And again, we're not going. Now, here's the thing. We're not going to blow up a random city.
Right.
We're going to attack where they have set up camp, which happens to be in a city. That's on them, not on us. They will just hit anything over here to hit America. We have to say, no, no, hey, they have women and children and kids and stuff and things.
So let me try to... Okay, so I hear what you're saying, and I think that there might be some bleed over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because just taking the Afghanistan, what happened in Afghanistan. First of all, we know that the people who blew up the Trade Center were from Saudi Arabia.
Doesn't matter.
No, but I'm just saying, but they're Saudi Arabian, and we're not going to go to war with Saudi Arabia because there was no indication that the government sponsored it, right? However, we knew that they were part of Al-Qaeda, and we know that which is a terrorism group, and we know that they got their training in...
Before you keep going, I gave a hypothetical with what actually happened.
Okay.
So I don't need the facts. Well, this isn't factual. You asked the question.
It's going to make sense when I get to it.
It's not going to make sense. You've already lost me what I was talking about because you're given facts that don't need facts. It's simple. They fired at our people, but we won't fire at their people. They set up with their people.
The reason that we were able to...
It's eye for an eye.
But no, this is what I'm trying to tell you. If it was an eye for an eye, we would have been dropping bombs in Saudi Arabia, right?
But here's the thing. We're the only ones that close our eyes when it comes eye for an eye.
So you're saying that we should have been dropping bombs?
Yes.
Are you serious? Why not? Billy, you're not serious
about
that.
Steve, they drove planes into our buildings over and killed the thousands of people. And had it not been an off day, they'd have killed tens of thousands more. But we can't go back there because they set up shop in their village? Who cares?
Wow.
Wipe that whole side of the map off the face of the planet and you have nothing to worry about again.
Wow.
No questions asked, bro. None.
Wow.
You want to eliminate a threat? You eliminate a threat.
But who's the real threat?
See, if they're all gone, you have nothing to worry about.
Man, I can't see it that way. I am not.
No, listen, man.
I am not that extreme with it. Like, the point I was going
to
make
I'm not that extreme with it either, but you asked me a question. You're trying to give, like, rinky-dink facts.
No,
it's this simple.
No, what I'm
it's black
is,
and white.
The point,
if they're here, they'll potentially cause a problem. If they're gone, there's no problem. What would you choose?
Well, I'm saying I'll have the problem. I'll let the problem persist.
See, there you go.
Because here's the thing.
That's the black and white answer.
If the Taliban, specifically what happened, is because the Taliban, they embedded themselves within their community.
Okay, community.
So now you're putting your citizens at risk.
Yeah.
And so therefore,
we're not going headhunting innocent people.
I understand.
But if they do not care, why is it our responsibility to do so?
And so to that end, I'm saying that I almost agree with you on that point. Like, listen, if you're embedding yourself within your citizens and we're coming after you, then, you know, the innocent might have to die.
Which is very unfortunate. Nobody wants that to happen.
Right. But I'm saying, but short of that, right?
Yeah.
If I'm on A, the people are on B, and you're on C, and I can like go over B to get to C, then I would do that. I don't have to go through B to get to C.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the point I'm making. I'm saying like if I could avoid innocent casualties, we need to avoid innocent casualties.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's
not coming across that way. What you're saying?
Well, no, because you're trying it's threat, like you said, or no threat.
Right.
I'm for taking them out. You would have the threat potentially exist because you can't see it that way.
Well, I'm saying that if you're telling me...
I gave you the only... There's no A, B, and C. It's two. There's going to be a potential threat. We're going to wipe them all out or we wipe them all out.
But nothing's that black and white.
But I'm giving you a scenario.
Very few things are that black
and white. I don't care. I'm giving you a scenario. Which one? You said you'd take the potential problem. I would say wipe them out. Now we move in a little bit. Now here's scenario number two. They set up shop in a community. We can A, blow up the community, or B, we can take this and do this and do this.
So,
okay, let's try
so
B
second,
then.
Hold on a second. So you're saying only given the information I gave you nothing else but threat, eliminate them or not eliminate
you have
them?
You have to make a decision.
Okay, so of course, I'm going to go with eliminate them.
All right.
Okay.
Now to your point, now that's option one. Now option two, A, they're set up here.
You gave me more information.
So
right.
Take them all out.
Right.
Or strategic, where you can still get to them with limited casualties. What do you do? Well, obviously, we're going to go with the limited casualties. We're going to try that way.
Right.
But then again, if...
But listen, I want you to know, what you're saying right now this sounds reasonable. Because what you're saying before was like, no, kill them all.
You're trying to be reasonable. But when they set up shop in their community, I am not going to care. They're doing it. They brought the problem, not me. You're blaming the gun for somebody getting shot. Are you blaming a spoon for somebody getting fat? No. They set up shop. They brought the problem, not me. I'm simply answering the call.
I'm halfway there with you. Like I said, I'm halfway there with you. Like I think life is so precious.
So do I.
That I have to get as much information as possible before I'm willing to take it.
Listen, I'm with you. But sometimes you don't have information. So what do you have to do?
Right.
You have to press the button, so to speak.
So, okay, short of information, if it's a threat that I'm trying, if it's a threat, like, and see, that's another thing. A threat, meaning that there's a chance of something offensively happening. Not defensively, offensively. So it's like, I'm not chasing you, you're chasing me. So in that scenario, okay, limited information, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
But if I'm the offense, if I'm coming after you, now it's incumbent upon me to get as much information as possible to make sure that innocent lives don't get lost.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. So that's where it was very interesting when we saw that. I was like, "Oh my goodness, man."
But to your TV show.
Okay.
One guy wanted to think about it. One guy knew you had no choice.
But
you
one guy was the president.
Doesn't matter.
The president.
He wanted to think about it, which would have gotten people blown up and killed.
Right. Well, we still don't know. I haven't got
hypothetically.
Right. Okay.
The other one said, no, there's no time to think. It has to get done now. I'm going to go with get done now.
Right.
You know, my job is to make sure innocent people.
Okay.
And if it comes to two sets of innocent people,
right.
Their innocent people or our innocent people, our innocent people reign supreme. Like, come on, get rid of them over there. Anywhere. You know what I mean?
Right. And listen, they're going to feel the same way about us too.
Exactly.
Right? So that's not hubris right there. It's just you take care of your own.
It's survival, bro. It's, right. Yeah, that's all it is.
But here's my thing. Okay, so you're like, break the rules, whatever. But you're okay with whatever consequences he has to face of breaking the rules, right?
I would say yes.
Okay, in
general.
If you
save the lives of millions of people, then yes.
But if he doesn't,
If he doesn't, you're screwed.
Right, I'm saying regardless. Whatever the punishment is handed down for,
you're trying to neutralize a threat that would kill thousands, right. Millions of people.
Right,
you got to kind of go with that one.
So, did you hear about this shooting that happened in New York?
No.
There were two guys.
Oh, start that again.
Did I make noise? You made
not me.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Did you hear about that story?
No, Steve. To your question, we asked off air. I've not goodness. Heard about the shooting in New York a couple weeks ago.
That's so funny, man. Hold on. Compose yourself. Did you hear about that shooting that happened in New York?
No, sir.
Okay. There was two guys who robbed a T-Mobile. And I think it was a T-Mobile. But when they walked out, they were met by like 7 or 8 police officers.
Okay.
The police officers shot 42 times at these suspects.
Okay.
Killing one of them and wounding like either one or two others.
Okay.
So I think a total of 3 people got shot. One of them died.
Okay.
All the bullets that did this damage came from the police officers.
Okay.
And they only hit the suspects 11 times. And they lived.
Okay.
What do you think about that, man?
How many suspects were there?
Two.
Two? I thought you said three.
No, two suspects.
So one died, one got...
No, two suspects.
Yeah.
They're both still alive.
Okay, so who died?
A police officer.
Okay.
A police...
Friendly
fire.
Gotcha.
Not only did the police officer get shot, but at least one or two other police officers got shot. All friendly fire. All
right.
They fired 42 rounds only to not only just hit them 11 times, because the suspects got hit 11 times out of those 42,
mm-hmm.
but some of those 42 killed an officer, wounded an officer, and wounded two other officers.
Probably had them like a circle, I guess.
What is that, man?
It's unfortunate is what it is.
But I want you to know that I believe that we have untrained police officers on the street that do not know how to use their weapon.
It's a possibility. Well... who knows what they've been doing up there for the past 2 or 3 years?
You mean in terms of?
Of training, constant training.
But I'm saying I'm sure you probably never paid attention to this, but if you like look back over the years and talk about, even with these BLM riots and all these things that are going on, you'll notice that multiple shots are always fired. Like, man, 20 shots, really? 15 shots, really? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, when you say 42 so many, shots, there's seven officers?
Right.
So they all shot with 4 times each, boom, boom, boom. That's where your numbers come from. One guy didn't shoot 40-something times.
But
that's excessive. If 6 guys shoot 7 times, that's 42.
Here's my concern.
That's
42 shots in close proximity. You would think that, okay, because 11 out of 42, where we're at? We're at 25% efficiency?
Yeah.
That's horrible. You have a police officer at 25%?
Well, how were they set up? Were they behind cars? I doubt they were sitting there in front of a target.
I don't know, man. It's a bad look on our police system when they can't fire a gun. for multiple
my
reasons.
My guess is the people were white then. Am I wrong?
I gotta check it out. That's a very good point. Oh my goodness.
Six officers, 42 shots.
That is very, very, let me look real quick. That is so classic.
I'm just asking. I could be wrong because nobody died, so it might not be a big deal.
Okay,
then.
So by the way, it was seven police officers.
Okay.
So
six shots each. Six shots seems reasonable.
Is it really?
One person, yeah. But you have seven people.
Hold on, but this is what I want you to understand. You say that is reasonable.
Again, I'm talking per cop.
You got two people who are walking out of the store.
Were they walking out or were they walking out shooting? Mm. Like, yeah, I didn't know the fact. Like, did they come out guns a-blazing? Were they shooting? Like, what happened? Is it the same? What's the girl, Breonna Taylor, where one cop shot, the other cop thought they shot, and then they shot each other through, like, that's a possibility. That's poor training. That's being ready to have to shoot when you hear a shot. This is different. They had them surrounded. Did they come out shooting? Were they just standing there? I doubt they robbed the store, came out, hands up, hey, cops, come get me. What's the point of robbing the store? My guess is they came out aggressively with guns up, whatever it is. Cops retaliated, unfortunately, probably in a circle and killed each other.
Okay.
Dang it, man.
So here it is. The guy walked out.
Yeah.
Raised his gun.
Okay.
And simulated firing it. So going like this.
Yeah.
I'm basically, guys, I'm pointing my finger at Billy and...
Yeah, the finger gun. The finger gun, right?
And went like this.
So don't point a gun to a guy with a gun.
Hold on. I have no problems with them firing back. Yeah. Zero.
Yeah.
But they determined later on there was a fake gun. No. Listen. This is the point I'm making.
Yeah.
So you're firing a fake gun, mm-hmm. meaning that there's no bullets. There's not even a sound coming out of the gun.
Yeah.
Okay? And this guy has not taken any cover at all. He's walking out of the store. Mm-hmm. He's found out that he's surrounded. So he pulls out his gun to fire it. Okay?
He's lucky he didn't get killed.
This is my point. 42 shots and the guy is still alive.
Well, again, where were they set up?
You're being too gracious here, man. 42 shots.
Listen, I've never shot a gun. But I doubt in a high-pressure situation with obstacles everywhere, I'm going to hit a target.
There was no obstacle in your way. The guy was standing there.
How do you know?
It says here.
It says there.
Yeah, he walks
from what, out. From where?
What do you mean? From where?
What
the
are you
distance?
Reading? No, from the website.
I'm sorry. It's a website called governing.com.
Okay.
New Times wrote on it too, but I didn't want to pay for the article.
Gotcha. Were the guys white or black, or what were their ethnicity?
Okay,
we heard nothing about it in the news, so my guess is they were white.
Let me see. Now, what's interesting is because they don't say.
What are their names? Let's stereotype together.
Ransom is one.
Hmm.
Ransom. Let me see seven.
Ransom was the name of a character in Knives Out, and he was a white guy, a rich white guy, by the way.
So in your mind, automatically white. Hold on. Christopher Ransom. Even after Christopher Ransom and Kevin Maloney.
So, I mean, am I proven right? Which is why when you hear about it on the news. Pay attention, people. I know we're laughing and joking about a serious thing, but I'm not wrong. If you're anti-police, to Steve's point, fired 40-something times at a fake gun. Where's your outrage? But they didn't hurt white, black people, so nobody cares. So, you should care that. This guy, now let me tell you this.
And here's another thing. It lasted 11 seconds. So 42 shots in 11 seconds. Listen.
Did the guys drop down and like put their hands up and the cops stopped firing?
I don't know, but this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I've shot guns multiple times. Yeah. Okay, so six rounds, we're talking that, and especially in a high-tense situation, yeah. And talking about shooting it fast, you should be able to let out six rounds, especially with a semi-automatic.
Like six
two,
seconds?
3 seconds. Yeah, okay. No. Very, very fast. Extremely fast. So,
well, I'd say as long as it takes you to do your finger
gun.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely fast. So you're talking each person fired six times and it took them 11 seconds to get those six rounds out. And they didn't kill the people. There's a problem there. Yeah. There's a problem in training there, man. A huge problem in training.
I wouldn't say in training. I mean, maybe.
You need to hit the target, man.
No, you'd probably need to be better, you know, high stress situation. You're not going to determine if the gun's fake or not, depending on allegedly right next
to
it.
No, no. So what are you doing? You like covering your eyes, shooting like this?
Who knows?
What's going on? Like, you remember that guy, Breonna Taylor? Remember that? Exactly. The guy goes around the back. Yeah. Starts shooting inside the window. It's like, what are you doing, man?
Which makes the officers in the front think they're shooting from inside, and they return fire.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this could be the same thing. Somebody in the back lets off a shot while the guy and his fake guns are out there. They hear a shot. They start shooting. Then the person in the back thinks it's a real shot again. They start going. I mean, training, I would say across the board, maybe something along those lines. I really don't know. Are you saying training is what? Target practice to hit the target?
I'm saying that if we're going to have someone, do you know one of the reasons why I don't carry a gun? I don't walk the street with a gun? Because I'm not proficient at shooting.
Gotcha.
Like I have multiple friends. In fact, almost everybody, you know, probably with the exception of you, that's a male,
mm-hmm.
they're strapped at all times.
Yeah.
But they're good at what they do. They can shoot they can wield their weapon, right?
Yeah.
And because I know I'm not up to that level, I God forbid that I shoot somebody by accident. You know, like a stray bullet. I'm trying to shoot you, but I shoot a kid behind you.
Yeah.
Don't want that to happen, right? So I need to be good at what that's why I don't carry a weapon.
Gotcha.
So you have police officers, seasoned. This one guy's 19 years in the force. Yeah. How can you not shoot somebody in close range
multiple shots? How close? Where were they?
Close range,
what, 30 yards, 30 feet?
I don't have that.
You know what I mean? You're making a lot of assumptions on training, not having pretty much any facts.
Listen.
What a liberal you are, Steve.
Three police officers got shot and one died. That just adds to, hold on, man. There's something wrong here. I don't need, you're right. There's more, and they can say they're looking at videos and trying to get more information, but three officers
got shot. That I'm with you.
There's something wrong there, you know? There's something totally wrong there. Thanks, Jeff, for sending me.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
And I'll go back and fix your comment.
Okay. So, man, we're almost out of time. So let me say this.
Just an FYI, guys. When you hear we're almost out of time, the clock is already at zero. So it's been there for a while. So,
listen, they might not know how this clock is, how our studio is set up.
They don't need to know.
They don't need to know?
I don't want to add. I'll just cut it out and save my time from
So listen, I say this.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to say that.
All right.
That. I'm not going
to. Don't say that. Say this.
I'm going to say something else.
Okay.
So I was going to say something. Stop it, Steve. I want to tell you about my experience when I went to the concert. I started the whole show with
just
that.
Just remember, we're out of time. This can't be a long Steve
story. It won't be long. It won't. But I started the show with that. I can't believe I didn't. Oh, man. Anyway.
And just an FYI, Sarah, I'm going to get your back here. When you talk about a showstopper.
Right.
Just pay attention to some of the stories you dish out. And remember, Sarah's just like you. So put a mirror up, my friend. You may not do it with pictures. And I say that, and I was in a comment. That's what it was earlier. Family Guy, great Family Guy reference is Buzz Killington. They're all...
He's a buzzkill.
He's a guy in a big long nose, the bifocals, the big top hat.
Right.
Everyone's having a good time when he walks in. Let me tell you about the time we spun a yarn, and it's like, Buzz Killington.
I do not resemble that comment at all. I do not accept that. I reject it.
And you have the right to do so, my friend.
Anyway, story.
So give me this.
Long story made short. We got tickets to an event, paid for it in advance, and 3 days before the show, it was a concert.
Yeah.
They sent us an email, not the concert people were putting on the concert, but it wasn't even Ticketmaster.
No.
It was the
venue. Okay.
Sent us an email saying that we either have to present our vaccine card or we have to have a test result that's within 24 hours of the start of the show in order to go to this event. And, by the way, you have to wear a mask throughout the event. Three things that they told us within 3 days of the show. And we bought our tickets like maybe 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
I was so unhappy with this. I was like, I cannot believe. And first of all, I could not believe that if they would have told us that up front, I would have not even bought the tickets. I would not even gone to the concert. It's like, because it was a little bit of non-starter.
At this point, probably too close to cancel.
No, I can't cancel. No. When you bought the tickets, you could pay a premium to be able to back out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't pay the premium. So that means I would have lost my money.
Gotcha.
Right? It was $80 tickets or something like that each. So, so I was not happy about the fact that they didn't tell me in advance. And then I was not happy about the fact that they told me so close to the date. Think about this.
No, listen.
It's 24 hours before the show, which means that I had to take this test. The show started at 7 o'clock on Monday. I had to take the test no earlier than 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? This is crazy. And then get the results back. Mm-hmm. Dude, man, I was very, very unhappy with that. And then when you walked in, you had to wear your mask. Like I came with a gator. They said, you can't wear the gator. And they gave me a mask to wear when I was in there.
That's so stupid.
I mean, dude, man, I was so...
Well, Q's stupid because it was Omarion, whatever's going on over there.
What?
The new variant.
Oh, Omicron.
Whatever, Omicron, man. Omicron, something like it's that. It's nonsense. It's the holidays. People are gathering together, having fun. Right. They're getting back to normal life. Whoa. Right. Cue the crazy. Let's make up something and throw it out there. So,
oh my goodness! Next episode, there's so much I want to discuss about what's going on with our liberties and freedoms for the name of safety. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, that's all. That's all fake news in the name of safety. Get out of here with that nonsense.
But we're buying into it. That's the scary part. Not the fake news. Other but people the fact are buying, that we're buying into it. Yeah, I know.
Listen, we ask all the time, what's worse, the people spewing the nonsense or the people believing it?
Yes.
You know, both are bad, but the people who believe it, they're more of a problem.
To me, that's worse because we're gonna wake up one day and lose everything. Totally. Everything is going to be gone. And people are going to say, like, how did this happen? How did this happen? And I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah. And listen, we all love Iron Man, but Captain America had it right. Listen, leave me free. Don't put a bubble over my world and tell me I'm free.
Yes.
You know, go Captain America, even though Tony's my guy also. Yes. But nah, man.
What's interesting about that is in real life, you know what I'm saying, right? Captain America is a super liberal.
They're all crazy.
No,
liberals.
Not Robert. Not
he's not. He's liberal. They all are, but he's what you would call a
more of a libertarian?
He's more quiet about it. Hmm. If you have even a differing thought than crazy, you have to be quiet.
Right.
But yeah, Chris Evans, he's way out there.
Yeah, I can't watch any of his movies. I'm done with him. Like,
oh no, I watch.
I can't. I'm done with him. You know who else I'm done with? And I've been done with for you. And I literally love him. Is Born Identity? What's that guy's name?
Matt Damon. He's whack too.
I can't even look at him.
If the movie's good, I'm watching it because I'm a free thinker.
When's the last movie you saw by him?
I don't watch his movies anyway.
So you can't.
He might as well be Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't do it for me. There's nothing appealing.
What's the last movie you watched from Chris Evans?
Captain America.
Okay, no. Of course we're going to watch Captain America. I'm just saying, anything new that he puts out, I can't watch it.
What
does
he put
out?
I don't know what he puts out. I've seen Knives Out. That was a good one.
I didn't see that one.
That's like a big ensemble. Jamie Lee Curtis. It's like a whodunit type movie.
Okay. Yeah,
Jamie Lee Curtis, he's in it. Like, it was pretty good.
Right.
But, like, except for, what do these guys do except for these Marvel movies? I'm not seeing anything else.
No. Matt Damon, he does more action movies. He does a lot of action movies.
Well, he's not in any of the Marvel movies, except for he played Loki for a little bit in Thor 2.
Matt Damon?
Yeah, man. Is it 2? No, it's 3. I think it's Ragnarok. Yeah. He's in there for a brief. When Loki's disguised as Odin and he's watching a play about his life, Matt Damon.
That was Matt Damon?
Yeah, man. See, I see a Matt Damon movie. See? I know. I'm a huge fan.
Are you sure that was Matt Damon? See his face now.
1,000%.
I can see it now. That was Matt Damon.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was the last Matt Damon movie I saw.
Okay. Anyway, I can't
watch it. I would want to watch this Sweetwater thing, but I
can't do it.
I don't think it's loosely based on Amanda Knox. She said it's nonsense.
Okay.
Where was she from?
I don't know.
The guy is, again, loosely based on the story.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Italy.
It happened in Italy. Where in America was she from? The point is,
I don't know.
But Matt Damon plays a country redneck. Right. I'm going to go there and get my daughter.
Right.
That's a stereotype.
Right.
You're gonna go have international relations, so you're going to play a country redneck.
So Amanda Knox says that this is BS? This is fabrication?
Yeah, for sure. It's loosely based on it, and she's like, this is nonsense.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So
my thing is, how I unfortunately watch movies at times.
Right.
It's an international movie. I'm going to get my daughter back. You're going to play a redneck in case something goes wrong. See, look at this dumb Texan, that country twang. He sounds like an idiot.
That's an assumption you're making, though.
Okay, but am I wrong? I haven't seen the movie.
I don't know. I'm not going to watch it because it's by
my name. So that's what I'm asking, where she's from. If she's from Montana, she doesn't sound like she's from Texas.
Right.
She's from New Jersey, not a Georgia accent. Like, why would you play it that way?
Right.
So where I'm just trying to, if that's where she came from, cool, that makes sense.
Right.
You know?
But I'm saying that's an easy fix to find it out. And instead of jumping to the place that, you know, there's this liberal conspiracy to make country folk look stupid.
Yeah, but I'm still right, even though we can say she's from that area.
Hold on.
I'm not wrong, though.
No.
I'm not wrong.
I'm
going to cut all those noises out you just made.
I don't know if I agree with you, though. Amanda Knox, birthplace. Let's see. Birthplace.
Just type in Amanda Knox.
Okay, here you go.
My phone's too far down or I would get it.
Amanda Knox. Here you go. Just a quick search. And it says...
Just go to Wikipedia, bro. I had to reach my phone. Now it's making noise. Clicking.
American activist, Italian prison, Seattle, Washington. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
So you're going to have one of the most liberal states in the country.
I cannot believe this.
See? Thank you. I didn't know. I'm right. I was right before I even knew I was right.
I don't believe this.
Why would
man.
They play hold him on, as on. Some country guy? I'm going to get my daughter
I'm
back.
I'm double checking. I don't believe this.
See?
I don't believe this at all. I do not believe this is true.
Point for Billy, everybody.
No.
And not against Steve, against the liberal nonsense of Hollywood and the media. Come on, man.
I cannot believe that.
Guys, listen, stereotypes sometimes are true, regardless if it's in real life or on TV, movies, music, whatever. I'm going to stereotype liberal Hollywood playing a country person to do something negative. It's a semi-biography, but it's from Washington, super liberal in Washington. So why would he play him as some country redneck? Sweetwater, it's called. I mean, come on, bro.
I'm going to do my research. Next time we come, I'll have more. Because maybe she comes from a separated family, you know?
But, possibility.
But listen, for you to get that right, I just...
I'm playing the odds, Steve.
Just...
I'm simply playing. If I was wrong, I say, no, I'm wrong.
That's fascinating.
I'm not going to be wrong all the time.
Right.
But you play the odds. And why would they play that character? I'm going to give my daughter back in international incident.
Right.
Why would they play him as some sort of country redneck? Why would they do it?
I'm going to do my research. And next time we meet, I'm going to lead with this. Because if you're right, listen, if you're right, I'm going to give you total credit. But if you're wrong and they have.
I'll take half credit.
But if he is a country guy,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to say, okay, that's why they played a country guy.
Okay, no, it makes sense to me.
Okay.
You guys have a good one.
Peace.